A group calling itself the Young Patriots of the MPP hit the streets of Accra today to demonstrate against what they call the economic hardships in the country. The Ahunchira demonstration started from the Obras Fort at Nkrumah Circle this morning. Our correspondent Linda Goje is with the demonstrators and is on the line to tell us more. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Lily.
Linda, where are the demonstrators now? Where have
presently,
you gotten to?
Presently, we are at the ministries, heading towards the castle, but they've been blocked by policemen on horses, preventing the demonstrators from heading from going to the castle.
So, what is the scene like?
The crowd is very, very large. The demonstrators are still joining. Groups are still joining the demonstrators. They are saying that get Atanol sacked. That gas is short. Get Atanol sacked. That is what they are saying. They are saying things are not going on well with them.
So
their main destination, as I said earlier, is that they want to go to the castle, but it has been blocked. So right currently, they are talking to the policemen to allow them go to castle to express their grievances to the president himself.
What is the mood like now that you are being prevented by the police from proceeding
mood
to the castle?
The demonstrators are annoying. They don't even understand what is going on. They say they just want to go to the castle to express their grievances. So why is the security services preventing them from going to the castle? So they are really, really annoying. They are all at a standstill waiting for them to give them the way to go to the castle.
So how is the police controlling the situation? Are they on top of their job?
Yes, they are. Initially, the demonstration was very, very peaceful, but when we got to the Bakar police station, there was a man in mufti who is known to be from one of the security agents, who is suspected to be from one of the security agents, who was seen writing the names of the taxi drivers following the demonstrators. But the demonstrators saw him early, and they beat him up. So the policeman came to his rescue and he was taken away. But when he got to stand chat, the same thing happened. This time around, the man writing the names was in a police uniform. So the policeman did the same thing. They rescued him and he was sent away from the scene.
Were the demonstrators supposed to go to the castle?
Yes, that's their final destination. That's where they want to go.
No, did they agree to that with the police?
Yes, I spoke to the spokesperson. He said they took things out with the policemen. That's the spokesperson from Nkrumah. He said they told them they want to, their final destination is the castle.
Now, what messages do the demonstrators have on their placards? What are some of the messages?
Some of the messages they have on their placards are get Atanol sacked. Oh, Atanol, your innocent face is killing Ghanaians. God save us from Atanol's bitter Ghana agenda. Shortage of gas, na double double. In fact, every problem on the placard is na double double. NHIS is collapsing. Where is the SPF and single spine na wahala?
Now, Linda, which known faces are participating in the demonstration?
Okay, due to the crowd, we've not been able to figure out all the known faces, but Mike Okwe is around. Honorable Ahmed, that's NPP correspondent for Akomiye's constituency. Kofi 123, that's the deputy communications officer of the Nanado campaign team. And Henry Kote, to the parliament candidate for Ayawaso, is also around. These are the known faces we've seen so far. But because of the loud crowd, we cannot figure out everybody.
Now, Linda, what is the security presence like?
As I said earlier, the security men, the policemen are here in their numbers. They came with so many cars following the crowd. They are making sure that everything is on course. And also, the demonstrators, they had wanted to take the whole street. That is how come the demonstration started very late because of the large crowd. So they had to put down measures to ensure that no chaos is recorded. But as I said, there are two things were recorded.
Okay, Linda, we'll get back to you for an update.
Thank you, Lily.
That was our reporter, Linda Goje, who is covering the demonstration by the Young Patriots of the MPP. And they are demonstrating against what they call economic hardships. Meanwhile, the Accra Regional Police Command has warned the Ahunchira demonstrators to desist from disobeying the rules spelled out to them during their meeting with the Greater Accra Regional Police Commander. According to the police, no demonstrator or their leader will be allowed to go to the castle because they had earlier agreed to start at the Obra Sport at Circle and end at the Accra Hearts of Oak Park. The PRO of the Accra Regional Command, ACP Cyprian Zenge, told Radio Ghana's George Asekre that the police will ensure that the demonstrators behave in line with the Public Order Act.
On the part of police, we are ready to give protection to the demonstrators and members of the public.
So how are the police ensuring that there will be peace in the course of this demonstration?
It is also important for the demonstrators to go according to the details of Public Order Act, that is 491.
Which are the approved routes that they are supposed to take?
The Obra Sport at Abraka Police Station to Farisco Traffic Light, through TUC Headquarters, National Theater, Ministry Police Station, and go to F's Headquarters Center, House of Oak Park. That is where they will go and submit their petition to somebody who will come from the castle.
Some of the leaders of the demonstration are saying that they will go to the castle and present their petition, whether it is going to be received by the president or somebody from the presidency.
In our last meeting with some of their leaders in the regional commander's office, we made it known to them that there was no way that we would allow the House of Oak Park is also spacious to contain the demonstration.
And that was PRO of Accra Regional Police Command.